So just continuing on with our Dublin 12 healthcare reporting, I'm here at the Curlew Road Primary Care Health Centre stand, and there's three ladies standing in front of me. Can I just ask who you are?
I'm Carol Reynolds, occupational therapist.
Occupational therapist.
Yes. I'm Sarah Kennington, I'm an occupational therapist with the early intervention team.
And I'm Karen Keogh, I'm a training clinical psychologist with the early intervention team.
Oh my God. So, do you want to just say briefly, what does the primary healthcare centre do here in Drimna, and explain to people, you know, what each of you do? If that's just briefly.
So the primary care team sits in the health centre in Curlew Road.
Yeah.
Their public health nurses are based there, occupational therapy services, there is physiotherapy services, we have access to psychology, and we sit as a primary care team.
Right.
We do. Members of the public can access members of the team by contacting the reception in Curlew Road Health Centre,
yeah.
And we can, you know, I suppose if they have a query or if they have a health problem that they may feel, and they can self-refer into.
I was just going to say that they don't need to go to their doctor. They can come into reception and find out.
And certainly, like, we mightn't be there on site, like the occupational therapist or the physiotherapist.
Yeah.
Or nursing, but the receptionist will certainly take a message
if
there's a query, and she'll point it out to the relevant,
like
she thinks it's for an occupational therapist or for the nursing team, and she'll leave a message for that person, and they'll get back to the member of the public and kind of see where we go from there. But it is certainly accessible, and people can refer in themselves. They don't need access to their GP. Yeah.
And is there any specific message that you want to get out to the Drimna community about what you do? Or,
well, I'd be a little bit different to Carol in that I'm not based actually in the Curlew Road Health Centre. We're actually a subspecialist service that is network-wide.
Yeah.
So we actually provide services to children in Crumlin, Drimna, Talla, Walkinstown.
Right.
So we specialise in working with children from 0 to 5 years of age.
All right.
And we're a multidisciplinary team that consists of occupational therapy, clinical psychology and speech and language therapy. So our main role is to provide assessments to children from the ages of birth to 5 years of age. And children can be referred in through the assessment of need process. So they have to get in contact with the local assessment officer, and we carry out those assessments. And then the children are offered interventions based on their needs that are identified.
And where's that lovely accent from?
It's from Brisbane in Australia.
And just lastly, I'm a bit stuck now.
Okay, I only work with her. I've only just started, so I
probably
am not the best person to ask anything.
So have you been around Drimna yet and kind of got a feel of what Drimna is about? And have you met any, like, what about our local doctors? I just feel they're not as vocal in the community. I would like to see and hear more of them. Like, I would have liked to see them maybe down here today. I'm sure they're really busy, but I just think it would be good to see them out and about a bit more.
I think for us, particularly with the early intervention team, we would probably work a lot more closely with schools in the area as well. So children are starting creche or preschool, or, you know, transitioning to junior infants. And it's really the awareness of the teachers and early childhood support workers to identify needs in children that maybe aren't struggling to reach their potential.
All right. Okay, well,
and today just, like, I suppose for primary healthcare, it's from 0 to every age
group. 200.
It crosses, so it's, you know, anybody, you know, it's appropriate to be seen by a member of the team in the primary care team. So it is from, you know, we certainly, whether it be children, adults, maybe children with disability, older persons,
and mental health issues.
But sometimes maybe the mental health issue might be, we might have assistance from the mental health service, and they might work closely with the primary care team as well. But the primary care team is supposed to be the first port of call, really. You know, it's that one stop shop, and I suppose we're just trying to make it a bit more accessible for people.
Okay, well, thanks very much for taking the time to talk. Thank you. Bye.